privacy, I'll keep it hush hush. I'll stay down low for you. I like when it's just you and me, I'll keep it hush hush, hush hush, baby. I know you love your pride. Hey guys, it's Courtney.
And Lex.
And you're listening to another episode of The Pleasure Is All Yours. If this is your first time listening to us, we are a podcast all about the sexual liberation of the Black and queer community. We're here to laugh, to learn, and just to really, really delve into the different ways that the pleasure is.
All yours.
All yours, bitch. And if you are watching on YouTube, we are virtual today, babes. It's giving hard to stay where I am. It's giving Lex wanted to stay where they're at.
So it's giving every morning at 10 a.m. you got to get on your Zoom.
Get on your Zoom at 10, okay? Hey, girl, how you doing?
You know, it's Monday, a new week. I was like, I walked into work today. I was like, it's a new week. Nothing from last week applies. So good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. So
that's a really good way to think about it. You know what? That's like manager thinking right there. You are
That's literally how I trick myself, because if I go in and I'm like, oh my God, Friday and Saturday when I worked, I was just, no, I did not go in there like that. I literally was like, it'll be fine. Today will be fine.
Yeah. It has to
and
be.
Everything.
And was it fine?
Yeah. For the most part, it was fine. I feel like my job is so new and it is kind of like demanding, and I do have to be very proactive instead of reactive. And that gets a little hard because, like, when I get overwhelmed, how overstimulated I am, like, determines how well I can handle me being also overwhelmed.
Right.
And sometimes it just doesn't go well. So last week, or the past couple of weeks, I've just had a lot going on. So it's just been I've gotten really overwhelmed and overstimulated, like, really easily. And it was just nice because I wasn't really, like, I was overstimulated, but I put my headphone in. My headphone died. I kind of like just went on a break and walked around. I was just doing a lot to try to trick my brain and being like, okay, bitch, I get it. There's a lot going on, but like
we are still, like, we got to just like center ourselves.
Yeah. It's all about tricking your brain, you know?
Yes. And that's crazy because like, that's pretty much what we're talking about today. If you can't tell by the title, but you know, I just feel like sometimes bitches be overwhelmed, you know? What's that one song? Oh, Overwhelmed. by
Chloe and Halle?
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent song.
I don't know how it goes. I know how it goes. It's like, yeah, there you go.
I can only think of the first line too, like, something is in my face and their face turns blue. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. But that was a great song.
Yeah, that is. That whole piece of work is fabulous.
They honestly, as a piece of work, is fabulous. Stop working on your own, ladies. Get back in the studio together.
Put it together. Teamwork makes the dream work, guys.
It does. It does. I'm glad that, you know, you're finding ways to cope with your stressors.
Yes. Somebody always calls when we're potting.
Baby, every time.
At least once.
Not disturbed though, so we're good. We should be all right. I'm glad you're doing better at work, you know? Yeah. How are things otherwise?
You know, it's been an up and down, but I really... Like, as you know, I'm a person who, like, loves big and I love hard and I love loudly. And I'm very expressive of these things. So, you know, it's just been a lot of emotions going around lately. But we finally have come to a point of, like, calm. Like, everything's good now, which is really nice. You know, I enjoy... like giving love and receiving love and really just being free to do those things and to experience intimacy with people that make me very comfortable as well and make me feel loved. And whenever you argue with those people, it really sucks. Because it's like, mm-hmm. That's what I need to come for me, but also like, I'm pissed off at you and you hurt my feelings. But you know,
it's much a process because like they don't just, the love just doesn't stop. So you're like,
And that's the hard part about being angry or being hurt by like people that you love, is that it's like, I like something that irritates me is that I'd be like, damn, I still wanted to like cook dinner and make sure that you ate. And why is that pissing me off? I should be, why do I want to still, you know? But it's like that to me proves to me like how much I really love someone is like what I feel for them when I'm angry at them. So
it's unconditional.
And I feel like it makes me love them more when we can like come to a place of resolution and understanding. So
absolutely. I 100%
like, I'm agree. I want to fight, but I'm just saying if we do and we can like get past it, baby, like I want to take my coochie off my body and like hand it to them. Yeah. Like,
here you go. It's time. It's time to move on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How are you, Courtney, and her new job, you know? And this, you know, this red birthday girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lots of new things happening over here. Mm-hmm. I'm doing good. I had a great birthday weekend this weekend. My friends, including Lex, threw me a beautiful surprise party. And I'm just like not a surprise bitch, but I really enjoyed that. And like, y'all knew exactly who I wanted to see and who I didn't. And so, you know, it's just like, okay, all these people, cool. I love it. Those are like my best friends, my support system. So, and you know, we were doing what we do best, which is fucking play games and yell at each other. So,
yeah. You know what's so funny? What's so funny is while we were decorating your apartment, we were like, what's going to be so bad is if Courtney's out for longer than she wants to be out because we're still decorating. And then she gets home and not only are there people in her house when she thought she was going to be able to come home and relax, but then there's going to be decorations everywhere as well. And so it's like, damn, thank you. But also, all you bitches are in my house. Now I got to clean up all this. So we were like, at the end, we were like, you know, maybe it would have been better if we had this at somebody else's house. That's
literally what we said. Now, as much as I love y'all, I'm going to just agree like a little bit only because I have been just kind of like going. And now that I'm working this, you know, and I'm at a hotel right now, I'm still in the city, but like I'm at a hotel for the week. I'm like, I keep thinking in my mind, like, okay, when I go home Thursday, I got to pop all these motherfucking balloons. Cause I was just too tired to do it on Sunday. I was too tired. And
I'll help you.
Okay. Like I'll take it. Yeah. We can do that Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it's just like, I felt like I got my apartment to a place where it was kind of like clean. And then all these things happened, not just that, but like, you know, me getting ready for my birthday weekend. And then like, some stuff was going on in my bathroom. So like maintenance had to come and I was just pissed off. Cause I always, Lex, mop my floors the day that something breaks in my apartment and maintenance comes through with their nasty, grubby, muddy feet and their boots, and they get their muddy boots all over my clean floor in my bathroom and my rugs, and then they step in my room on my carpet in the same fucking bitch.
Gotta get some of those booties to keep at your...
Put them at the door. If you are maintenance, take one before you even enter my apartment. I'm sick of it. I'm so sick of it. But anyway, it was a great weekend. I got pampered. You know, I got my meals, my toesies done. I got a whole bunch of shit from Target. That was probably my favorite part, honestly. I went to a really, really nice dinner. If you guys live in the Dallas area, try Pangea and Garland. That shit is popping, bussing, 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 popping. Sorry. Bussing, 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 popping. That shit is delicious. Yeah. It was quite expensive, but it was delicious and worth it. We got suya. My friend got lamb chops. I couldn't help but think of it. She would be so proud of me, you know?
Yeah.
The hair is getting very creeper.
Yeah.
So
Yeah. That's not your pick, though, so that's a different song, babes. I said... Sorry, the look on your face. I said in the club with my trick eating Suya, and you were like, Megan would be so proud, and I was like, that's not your trick, though, so that's a different song.
Is that not a Megan song?
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't know if that line would apply because that's not your trick.
Oh, that isn't my trick.
And then she has another song where she said, that's not your trick. You and a nigga in love. Like, you know?
I mean, that's probably more accurate, honestly.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
But the valet was complimentary, so that was pretty cool. And yeah, it was just a really good weekend. I went to the DMA. I got lots of good, cute little pictures with my bright ass lava girl hair. Cause like right now, if you're looking again on YouTube, it's looking real red and it's looking real cute. But in reality, this bitch is like magenta. And I'm here at a fucking business function with all these C-level executives that are making millions and billions of dollars a year. And I've got bright pink hair, you know, and as a Black woman, it's like I'm like stepping into it because I have to. I'm like, oh, yes. Like, I paid for this hair. I don't want to take it out because I could have. I'm just going to rock with it. But like, at the same time, sometimes I'm just like, damn, my personality is not the level of this hair while I'm at work. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like Courtney Noir? This, yeah, this goes, this is on brand, it fits. But the other Courtney, the corporate court, she's not into all this. So anyway.
Not a wig on top of it too. That's gone.
That's what my mom wanted me to do. She was like, yeah, I'll just wash one of my wigs real quick and you can wear it. Cause she was just like so worried about professionalism and how, you know, people would view me as a Black woman, especially because I'm new to this company. And she's absolutely right. Unfortunately, like, I don't want her to be right. I don't think it's okay, but it's semi-true. You know, niggas be judging.
Yeah.
Niggas be judgy.
Well, baby, we break the molds here, so.
And do. And I'm good at my fucking job. I've only been at this job for 4 weeks, and I'm good at my motherfucking job. So
that's saying because you have a tattoo that you can do things. Like, if you think this hair, baby, obviously you have mental issues.
This just means I have fun on the weekends, bitch, and you wish you were me.
Thank you. That means I'm staying ready so I don't have to get ready for when I leave this bitch.
Bitch, yeah. Friday at 5 o'clock is on and popping. You don't even know me. You do not know me. They don't know right now that I'm in this hotel room that they're paying for with wine that they're paying for doing a sex podcast. And if you bitches find out where I work, please don't tell them. Please don't tell them.
She went from to
I just really, I like this job and I don't want it to, you know, go away. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I'm doing really good. I had a great birthday weekend. I feel overall like this is the like best that I've felt around my birthday in like years, probably since like 2019. That was probably the last time I felt like I had something going for me, you know?
I do love that. Whenever we were planning, it was just like, you know, just running errands with our friends. It was just so much fun. Like, it was just so much fun. We had such a good time, like, bringing it all together. So, yeah, it was fun.
We're glad so much. It was perfect.
Yeah.
It was really perfect. But even though life be great, life is also fucking weird. And like, I have like, I don't know. I can't even remember what happened yesterday. I think it was because like, oh, I do remember what happened yesterday. My birthday was concluded, you know? And like, I got to my hotel and I'm just by myself for the first time in like 4 days. Mm-hmm. And I just got to thinking and like, I just got my, like, I started having anxiety and like, I was really stressing myself out, like over all these things that like, weren't even really my problem. They were just problems. Like, there might have been like this friend's problem or like my parents. We had a crazy conversation on my birthday dinner that just was crazy. And like, that's not my problem though. That it really is not my problem. But like, I make those things my problem and it causes me like a lot of stress. And I'm just like, damn, even when things are really great, like a bitch will find fucking something to stress the fuck out about. Like, seriously. It is the most frustrating thing, you know?
But I think, like, recognizing that your brain does that makes it a little easier to, like, kind of coach yourself out of the habit. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, when things, I think as humans, like, when things are going too well, we automatically are like, oh, well, something's about to happen. Everything's going too well. Like, you know, I feel like because the world is the way it is, it's really hard for us to accept good moments and goodness. Because it's like, bitch, where's the fine print at? You know what I'm saying? I think that definitely contributes to like that feeling. But it's okay to feel good and to feel happy about things. And other people's problems are just that, other people's problems. All you can really do is offer comfort if that's what they need. But, you know, you're not Glinda the Good Witch. You can't wave a wand. You're not the Fairly Odd Parents.
Exactly. Why do we put this pressure on myself? I think I'm just a super empath, you know? Like, and uncomfortably so. And it's not like the empath where it's like, I want to do something about it. It's more the empath that I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this is very overwhelming for me. Mm-hmm. You know, now I have to, like, isolate myself because it's just, like, a lot. So being how I felt on my birthday weekend, you know, I wanted to take the opportunity to talk about stress, you know, because shit ain't always pleasurable. And coming down to like the root of finding out what our stressors are can help us lead a more pleasurable life. So I figured that this topic was still okay for the Pleasure's All Yours. You know, not everything has to be about fucking.
Yeah, you know, we love to talk about that, but we also are like a pleasure focused podcast, and a lot of things go into pleasure. And we've had like plenty of episodes where we talk about mental health and how that really can like affect your libido, your like just person, like who you are as a person, just in general, you know? So yeah, we're different people when we're under stress. I can say that 100%. Like, being under any kind of emotional work, any kind of stress will turn you into a different person.
Quick, absolutely. But speaking of pleasure, real quick, before we jump into stress, Lex, do you have a pleasure moment for the week?
I think it would probably be like I was saying, like coming together with our friends to like plan your birthday and things like that. That was like really, really fun. I think that would be like my main thing. Everything else I feel like came to a head during the weekend for me, which I guess could be a pleasure moment as well, just because I like when things feel normal.
Popping a pimple always feels good at the end of the day.
It does. So that's just really, really nice. And so I feel like things are back to normal in some way. And that just makes me feel really good.
Okay. I really love to hear that. I love the sense of normalcy is seeping back in. And I know you've had like, just a lot of transitions. So that's really important.
You know? And you know, I don't like change. I don't like change. I don't like it. I don't like change I don't like change in some aspects. There are some aspects of change that I really don't like. And when it comes to like me being comfortable and like my sense of security, especially with like the people around me, and like, you know, things that trigger me as well.
You know, man.
I lost my train of thought.
Just like that. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, my pleasure moment is probably the same. It was just experiencing my birthday and having a lot of different people come together to celebrate me and treat me and do nice things for me. So I had a good weekend. Yeah, that was definitely my pleasure moment. Moving right on into the pleasure fucking principle, because I don't have a fun fact. This outline is long, and I just want to make sure, like, I get through it without sounding like I'm, like, talking at you. But it really is, you know, so important that we manage our stress, especially as Black people, you know. So I just really want to talk about it. We all experience stress and stressful situations throughout our lives, and learning how to manage and process this stress is key to living a healthy and pleasurable life. Stress is an automatic survival response, and it kind of came from like when our ancestors were in danger, or like when they were super scarce on food and they had to like physically prepare their bodies to fight or flight, like get the fuck out of there, or like stand your ground and fuck up this elephant so that my village can eat for the year, you know? I wasn't there, but I'm just assuming that that's what happened, you know? I'm just saying. Rushes of cortisol and adrenaline elevate your blood pressure, your heart rate, and they put you at high alert so that you can better react to potentially life-threatening situations. So when that cortisol and that adrenaline hits, that's when you're like feeling really like freaked out and like geeked up and like just like a tight little ball of like vibrating energy. That's all of those hormones that are just like being fired repeatedly through your body. These days, like I said, most of us don't have to worry about fighting an animal for food or shelter, but we do have to worry about like fucking paying rent and dealing with food costs and, you know, shit just going up, inflation, all that.
War crimes
that we're paying for.
Crimes against humanity, basically.
Crimes against humanity. Make it make sense.
Baby, my tax dollars should not be going to this shit, okay? My tax dollars should be going to a trans woman getting bottom surgery, or fucking a trans man getting top surgery or something. That's what I want my tax dollars to go to, okay?
Talk about it. Because why the fuck is Joe Byron in my motherfucking email talking about, when are you going to pay your student loans, girl? Did you know you're late on your student loans? Bitch, I'm not funding a single more bomb over there on the other side.
Not a single one, babe.
I'm not doing it. Burn it down. So it's hard. We're all experiencing a lot of stress. And honestly, I didn't even think about this or that, but like considering that we get to witness these things happening and play out in real time,
it's not like constant. You can do anything either.
You can't. What can we do? Like, people say you can boycott, people say you can protest. And I agree, we can do those things. I'm not drinking Starbucks anymore. You know, like I'm not eating McDonald's intentionally. I think I did have McDonald's last week, but I also didn't realize that, like, you know, it's just like, what can I do? And me boycotting McDonald's for a day, is that saving these children? That's the thing that's like really pisses me off about it. It's like, okay, I cannot get a gingerbread iced tea latte, but it's still not like saving those kids. Anyway,
And a helicopter.
A helicopter, exactly. Helicopter, yeah. Ass. That's what that is.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're being bombarded with all this information about what's going on in the world, not just like what we're seeing in front of us. So we're dealing with our stress and then like just the general like stress of the world, because the atmosphere right now, it's really not giving. It's just really fucking hectic and chaotic. So you have to take care of yourself, because just walking out into the world is a stressor, essentially, you know? If I talk over you, Lex, because I can't, like, see you since I'm looking at my thing, just yell.
Okay, you're
really loud. Yeah, like I said, the pressures of living in a racist, sexist, capitalist society brings on that constant feeling of stress that, like, puts a depression blanket on top of life's already general discomforts. Like, on top of being in a traffic jam, I'm also concerned about global warming. Like, it's just a fucking lot, okay? And you know, our audience is Black, queer, femme, non-binary, or all of the above. And so we already face challenges maintaining our health in this nation that actively wants us to essentially die, or at least handicap us and put us at a disadvantage to prevent us from participating in society with the same safety and leverage that like white men do. So we really have to be aware. And I was reading an article last week about how stress like affects your body. So I was lucky that I found it again, because I just really wanted to use it. It's harrowing, okay? So there are two types of stress. there's acute stress and then there's chronic stress. Acute stress is situational. It's typically like short-lived and unavoidable. So like small arguments, like with your roommate or your loved one or your, you know, bitch or whatever, traffic jams, overstimulation, like you're going into work and you're just like, this bitch is tapping on her pencil at you're at her desk and you got three phone calls going on around you and the phone is ringing and there's email pings popping up and you got to check Teams, all that shit. That is acute stress. It's like stress in the moment that you're like, this fucking sucks. All of that can cause inflammation in your circulatory system. So like your blood vessels and your veins, your arteries, and then they also elevate your cholesterol. So obviously these things can lead to heart attacks and strokes, especially in Black people. And then there's chronic stress. And really the only difference between chronic and acute stress is like chronic is acute stress that just like never goes away. So like say,
Like bills.
Exactly. Like bills, like when you have kids and you have to send them to a school where a shooter could just walk in. Death of a loved one, things that are still unavoidable and they're like situational, but they never really go away. Like those are things you're always going to have to be worried about. And so in this state, when you're in chronic stress, your body never stops like producing adrenaline and cortisol. So like it just keeps firing and firing, like you're trying to go to sleep and you're still like on high alert, like feeling like something is wrong. And obviously that can wreak havoc on your body. So when that happens, you can have an increased risk of digestive problems, headaches, muscle pain, sleep problems, memory and concentration issues, and obviously just like a ton of mental health issues as well. Chronic stress is so sinister because not only does it negatively affect your physical body, like literally causing you to have strokes or high cholesterol or heart attacks, all that stuff, but the coping mechanisms that we use to deal with our stress is like equally dangerous on our bodies. Because what do we do when you're stressed? What do you do when you're stressed, Lex?
Nine times out of 10, I'm gonna make myself go to sleep.
Really? You're a sleeper?
Like, I'll make myself go to sleep, or I'll pace for a while, or I might cry for a while.
Okay. These all seem like healthy coping mechanisms. So, yeah. Like, maybe this doesn't apply to you. Maybe you just have your shit together.
But sometimes I smoke about it, too, you know? And I know that's not like a really healthy one, but, like, I don't feel like I do anything like super erratic when I'm like super stressed or like really upset. I feel like when I get really stressed, I also get really depressed. Yeah. And I definitely feel like I get really depressed, but I don't think I do anything that would be considered like harm to self or body.
Wow. I love that. For you, I do. I tend to overeat or like snack. And it's like, I won't eat a meal, but I will eat like popcorn like for lunch and dinner. And then I'll wake up in the morning, I'll eat like Cheetos for breakfast or like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Mm-hmm. It's like, not that I'm overeating. It's just that I'm eating things that like don't require a lot of work. They're like carb heavy, like sugar heavy, salt. Like that's my thing.
Yeah, for a few. I was going to bed without dinner, not gonna lie. Like there was like quite a few nights in the past couple of weeks where I just was like, but it wasn't even like I was wanting to, because I was hungry in a certain degree, but also the feeling of food in my mouth made me gag. Like that's how like anxious and like upset I was. I literally couldn't eat. Like I just couldn't. I'd wake up in the morning and I'd be like, oh, I should eat something, I'm really hungry. I'm like, nah. Like I literally put food in my mouth and like gag.
And that's that spit. Fight or flight. That's that fight or flight response. You know, it's like your adrenaline and your cortisol is like, bitch, we don't have time to eat because we're trying to fight for our lives. Like if you put this food on my stomach, then I'm just gonna throw it up because we gotta be ready to rock and roll, ho. It's like your body's trying to protect you, but it just really sucks. So, I mean, if you're like me and you overeat or you oversmoke or some people overdrink or, you know, practice unsafe sex habits and then isolation, not that I would say like sleeping is necessarily isolation, but just like they tend to just shrink inside of themselves. None of those things are good for your body. You need to socialize. You need to get sun. You can't be drinking like you do. I can't be drinking like I do. Should not be smoking like I do, just because it makes me, I think it makes me more depressive sometimes. Like if I smoke while I'm depressed, it just makes me more depressive. Cause then I'm like, wow, I'm just smoking my life away. But what else am I supposed to do?
I definitely have tried to like pull myself out of the, you need to isolate when you're upset kind of thing. Because that has not helped me in the years that I have been doing it. So like in the past few years, I definitely like try to, if I don't make myself go out and do something, even if I'm not really in the mood, I'll still like kind of hang out with someone or, you know, something like that, but still give myself space to like cry and be upset if I need to.
Yeah. There's a difference between taking alone time and then isolating, you know? Yeah. That was one of the questions that I had was just, what are your unhealthy coping mechanisms? But, you know, for the most part, you sound like the ones that you have, you're just like really working through and trying to process and like turn into something that's healthy.
My main one is that I, like, one thing that I feel like is really unhealthy is like sometimes I'll, like, I'm so upset that I can't distract myself. And even though I will be really upset and I'm like, you should distract yourself with something, like you're going to sit here and you're going to keep having the same circle of thoughts. You're going to keep pissing yourself off. You're going to keep making yourself upset. Do something to distract yourself. But like when I get upset, when I get anxious, when I get stressed, I get really like jittery. Like my hands don't stop moving. My feet don't stop moving. Like I'm usually like also like, clammy. Like I feel really clammy in those moments as well, so you know, I think there's that, and yeah, it, that makes it hard for me to sit still
because you're ready to go.
I
can't stress this enough, it's just fight or flight. When you put everything into perspective of like your body is just trying to like keep you alive, you know, in the best way it can, but when it tries to keep you alive for too long, you know, it ends up like really doing some damage. So so how does chronic stress affect libido and sexual performance? I know we've talked a lot about libido, and always we end up talking about how stress affects your libido. But I found a really interesting article that kind of explains it in a little more detail. So sexologist Madge Wiseman says that our body has two nervous systems, the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. And if you are a biology junkie or you're a nurse, this might all sound really familiar to you. Sympathetic nervous system, it acts like the gas pedal during stressful moments. So that is the nervous system that is reacting to the adrenaline and the cortisol and the elevated blood pressure. That's all your sympathetic nervous system. And then your parasympathetic nervous system acts like the brakes after the stressor has already been resolved. So after you get out of the traffic jam, after you take that test, after you finish this presentation, then your body kind of like, do you ever feel like groggy or like when you get home from work after a really overstimulated day, it's like your body literally just kind of shuts down. Like you don't want to eat.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
I just want to lay in the dark, do everything in the dark. Do everything in the dark and just kind of hang out on my phone or like play my game.
Just rot.
Yeah. I said the other day that the lights were loud in the building on Friday. I was like, it's so loud in here. I was like, and I was sitting in a room by myself. I was like, this is just such a loud room. I don't know why I came in here. And they were like, loud. And I was like, the lights, like, I don't know, the lights, the sound, like, it's kind of echoey in here. I was like, it just is loud in here. And he was like,
you have the ability to turn off your lights at work?
Like, I can, but everybody's going to be like, you're being weird. Why are you doing that? You know,
I think personally you should try it. And if they say you're being weird, be like, I like to work with the lights off. Cause I used to do that shit and it would feel good. Cause you're just, for me, it was just that my eyes were just, I was staring at a computer screen for so long that my eyes were hurting, and like taking everything else away just really helped. But like, yeah. Fuck you. I'm trying to survive at this workplace.
And like, once I get to the point of overstimulation, I have to go sit in like a meeting room or something, because I'm like, I'm going to get really unpleasant. And like, I know you guys are asking me for help and you need my attention. I'm going to get really unpleasant. And I don't want to do that. And I don't have tools to manage my stress here. So, like, it's really just, like, tricking my brain into not being as freaked out.
Being on go can make anybody irritable or, you know, angry. Because, like, bitch, who wants to feel like that all the time? Mm-hmm. So, essentially, chronic stress causes the gas pedal to get stuck on go. So, like, no matter what you're doing, nothing is letting you calm down at the end of your day. Nothing is letting you decompress. It's just like constant worrying, constant stress, constant thinking about the next thing. And that's definitely, it sounds like what you're going through, bitch. Definitely what I go through. You know, it's just like, if there's not one thing, there has to be another. And my body will make sure I find that other thing. So your libido lives in the parasympathetic breaks. And if they aren't being activated, like if your brakes aren't being activated, then sex is not going to be on your mind or in the cards, because cortisol, which is that hormone that like starts the fight or flight, uses the same building blocks that testosterone uses. So when your cortisol is increased, that means your body's working to only produce cortisol. And it says, fuck that testosterone. It's not really needed right now. So you're really not going to be wanting sex because you're just so stressed out about these other things that your body can't relax enough to even get in the mindset of like opening yourself up to like touch and feeling and just like goodness, like positive touch. I don't know the other word to use, but
yeah.
That's also why stress can be considered. I mean, why sex can be considered a stress reliever, because when you're increasing your testosterone, your body doesn't have time to make cortisol. So it's just feeling really good, you know? It's feeling really sexy.
That's why I'm feeling better and I want to rip my coochie off. I even, you know, shaved her up and everything. I'm like, hey, listen. And I find to be gorge. So.
It's time. She's back. Like Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Thawed out.
Let me eat this pussy. So, you know, bitch, like after hearing all that, you're like, well, what can I do about it? I'm going to tell you some tips.
Yeah.
Okay. On how to manage your stress. Reducing our stress is important for our mental health and our well-being and our future physical health, because there are a lot of directions to go to begin healing our minds and our bodies. So deciding to reduce your stress is like step one, because then you have to decide, well, what are these routes that I can take? Because I don't want it to stress me out even more. I don't want knowing that my stress is killing me to stress me out even more.
Because that'll stress me out.
Because it'll stress you out. You're like, damn, is today the day that I finally stroke out? Because I'm just so fucking...
It's like, attached. Especially when you, like, hear stories of, like, young people having heart attacks because they, like, were so stressed out with life. I'm like,
Yeah.
I wonder what my limit is.
like, the limit does not exist.
Yeah.
That's what the universe keeps telling me.
Until it does, and you expire.
Until it fucking does, yeah. So let's not let you expire, babe. Like, let's avoid that, okay? And let me give you some ways to do it. The second step would be identifying the stressor. So after you decide you don't want to be stressed out anymore, you need to figure out why you're stressed out. And the root obviously can take a little time, like, because you can say it's as easy as I can't make my rent this month, so I'm stressed. And like, yeah, that is the cause of your stress. But like, your need to survive is the real cause of your stress. How can I come up with ways to survive and thrive without my rent? Or if I can't pay my rent, how am I going to survive? Like, identify what the problem is and then try to find the solution to the problem instead of saying, well, I just have to pay my rent. Like, think and just like take a second for your brain to catch up to you. I think that's probably the most important part. It's like when you're overthinking and you just keep overthinking, it's like you spiral and you kind of forget where you started because you're just so focused on how low you are. So find the root. For example, I had a toll tag bill that was literally, it was destroying my credit. It was constantly increasing. Like every time I would get a bill, it would be $20, $30, $40 more because I had late fees on top of just not paying them. They were going to collections. I was getting phone calls all the time. Like they were threatening to like repo my car. It was just the most stressful situation. And I think this is going on for like, honestly, like almost a year, if not more. And then one day I just said, like, I took a deep breath and I logged in to my toll tag account and I saw the balance that I had to pay. And like, I called the toll tag people and they helped me set up a payment plan. And they were basically like, they told me just like the way I can get out of it in the quickest way. And like, I didn't get out of the situation. Like my toll tag bill was still $850. Like, and my credit score was still like plummeting. But the fact that I like knew what I was up against, because I just didn't want to look at it. Like I didn't want to approach it. I didn't want to acknowledge it. But like once I acknowledged it, I was like, okay, surprisingly, that actually took a lot off my chest. Like just talking to somebody and her saying, okay, well, you're going to have to pay $800 before I can give you a new toll tag. Even hearing her just say that, I was like, okay, well, now I know I owe $800 because I was too scared to open my mail. And that was just stressing me out.
So. Yeah, I think like I that experience is similar to me just because like when I know I have to do something, I don't know why that makes it harder for me to do also. And it's like, the more kind of important it feels, the more stressful it feels. And like, it's like, I have to avoid it. So yeah. It's really good having people around you that don't let you succumb to that though. Mm-hmm. That don't succumb to your, I'm just not going to deal with it and it'll be fine. Because somebody you love being like, when you say something, I'll make you double think. Like, it'll make you double back and be like, well, maybe I should, you know? Maybe that's just me. I don't like...
shame.
Yeah, I don't like disappointment. So, you know,
yeah,
I don't like to make people feel disappointed. And I don't like disappointed looks. I don't like
that's those.
I don't like those. Think about somebody you love looking at you disappointed. Mm. Don't you want to just...
That's my mama every time I come around. It's better now.
Good. don't make me be like, hey, listen, I want to let you know this one right here. Yeah, get it together. You get it together. How about that?
Yeah, why don't you get it together, ho?
Why don't you get it together? Hmm?
So, other than finding the root cause, I would say evaluate your relationships. So, are the people around you adding to your stress or acting like a stress reliever? You want to surround yourself with people that don't ask much of you and genuinely want to see you happy and healthy. And when I say ask, don't ask much of you, I mostly mean like somebody, like a person that can look at you and be like, hey, bitch, you seem like you're really going through it. So how can I help? And like, maybe I'm not going to dump all of my shit on you today. Or maybe I'm not going to expect you to show up to my birthday dinner and all these other things that I've got going on. Or maybe you need to step down as my maid of honor and I don't want that to be an issue. Like just people that understand where you're at and are meeting you where you're at. Like maybe not people that are complacent and like just letting you live this sad, stressed out life, but people that want to see better for you and just are there to like lift you up in the process.
Very true.
Redirect your frustrations would be a good one. Let off some steam, do something physical and intensive. And I don't just mean working out. Like, it is not
rage have to be working out. The rage room.
The rage room. That was so perfect. That was, oh my God. And you know, when we were done, weren't you so pooped? Like, you were so tired.
Yeah,
I
literally was like, are we going to go take a nap after this? Like, we did go take a nap after that.
It was let out so much, you know?
Yeah, I literally was like, I was telling someone, I was like, oh my God, you guys have to go to a rage room. And they were like, oh yeah, that sounds great. And I was like, three black women in a rage room. And somebody was like, that sounds like a joke. That sounds like a good ass joke you about to tell. And I was like, no, that's actually what happened. Three black women in a fucking rage room.
Enrico and Nasty in the background.
That's just crazy. That footage is wild. I feel bad for those digital items.
I don't. Fuck those guys and their plastics.
Nah. We fucked them niggas up.
But like I said, it doesn't have to be working out. It could be a rage room. It could be dancing. Like, sometimes I'd be fucking Britney Spears in my room. Flex, you literally did not respond. And I get it because I don't respond either. Or maybe you responded, but it wasn't like a response. It was like a reaction. But I sent you Willow's new song, Alone. When I tell you, I was in my room for like 30 minutes on repeat. Like, I'm sure my roommate thought something was wrong with me. I just listened to that song. It's only 2 minutes long. So I listened to it for like 30 minutes. And I was just in my room, like just explosively, like, what do you call it? What is that dancing? The one where it's like...
Like the crumping? Or no, the...
Like, oh my God.
It's like that. You know, one of those?
Yeah. Yes, like, yeah. Interpretive dancing. I was interpretive dancing so hard. I was sweating my ass off. But like, I realized I was like opening up my hips and I was like opening up my chest and I was just like really getting into it and it released so much for me. I don't know if I was stressed when I was doing it, but I just felt a lot of emotions that I like were really locked in, like locked in my hips and like locked in my chest and like listening to Willow like speak their truth, you know? On that song, because I think it's a very like introspective song. It's called Alone. Yeah. So, I mean,
yeah,
it was just beautiful. I was gonna suggest that like you, me, and the girls like get together and like I was trying so hard to choreograph some of the dance because it was good. I was like, oh, this kind of slaps, and I know my bitches would heal from this too.
I love it. We gotta get one of those dance studios again.
We do. I also have one in my gym. Like, there's like a separate room in my gym.
Up dancing with your bitches. We were wanting to do that TikTok with you on your birthday where they're like bah, 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 bah. It's like somebody just standing there and then they get the flashlights and then they're like, I just felt like that would be one that you would really enjoy.
I saw that one with the black women and then they're holding a baby and then like she's just like holding the baby like this and then when the lights start going crazy they have the baby by the ankle like up and down. They're just like, I'm like, oh my God, y'all CPS. Because that's really crazy. I'm like, I don't believe in calling the authorities. But like, call the authorities. Call somebody.
Like,
call
Santa.
These bitches.
That's crazy, for real.
So yeah, dancing, rage room, axe throwing, like something that just like allows you to channel all of your energy. And like, when I say energy, it does not have to be anger. Like, energy is energy. Like,
just
take that anxiety, release it. Take that frustration, release it. Take that sadness, release that shit. Like, you can throw an axe and, like, throw your sadness. I'm telling you, try it. And then, of course, the biggest, I would say, is rest and rejuvenate. And in today's society, we don't honor rest enough. We always have to be ready to move on to the next thing, the next project, the next post. You know, it just fucking sucks. But rest your body and your mind and your spirit. For your body, sleep. Sleep, cut back on caffeine, meditate, and surround yourself with sights, smells, textures, all that. Anything that brings you comfort and peace. So I asked Lex this question earlier, and I want you to answer it for me. If you had a room of five things that related to each sense, like if you were just having the most overstimulating day and in your room you walk in and it had something for you to see, something for you to hear. Can you see me?
Sorry. Yeah, I can.
Okay. Something for you to see, something for you to hear, something for you to smell, something for you to taste, and something for you to touch. What would those things be?
Okay. Weighted blanket. Ooh. Weighted blanket. Like a heavy one, a soft bed, okay, a plate of birria and consommé that would never end. Let's see, that is touch, taste, see, probably like some of my favorite comfort shows.
Okay.
Smell a nice spicy vanilla candle and... What's the other one?
Wait.
How do I forget?
Sight, smell, taste, touch, hear.
Hear, okay. So what I would hear, probably rain sounds.
Ooh, very calm.
Because I fall asleep to those a lot, and like especially when I'm like really anxious. Yo, when I'm really anxious, my favorite combination is turning rain sounds on and getting under my weighted blanket. Like, when I tell you, if you want to put me to sleep, if you want me to just shut up and go to sleep, that's the way right there.
And then you just sit and just give you booty pats until you...
Yeah, I do like to be rubbed on.
That's always a good...
If that was something I could request in the room, I would request that as well. I do like to be rubbed on.
Yeah.
By
somebody that you trust, you know?
Yeah.
In that same article, we were talking about like the tie between libido and like stress. That was actually one of the biggest things that they said you can do is for your partner who is experiencing stress is like take the sex away and just like kiss on them and just cuddle them and just, you know, like hug them for a long time so that like their body physically, like it forces them to like enter that parasympathetic mode where they can just like relax. Like even if you don't want to, like sometimes a hug really just does it, you know?
I just like being pet on. Like as soon as I be getting in the bed or like, you know, I'm sitting with my friends and like they reach out and they touch me or anything, I'm like, oh, it just feels so good. I love it.
Yeah. Lately, my lover has been putting me to sleep like a child and just patting me on the butt just until I fall asleep. And it's just like my inner child just like shrivels up, you know, and she's just so excited. Like I feel like I'm 3 again. It's amazing. I love your senses that you described, like the spice vanilla. Fucking love. I wrote for my smell, I wrote apple cinnamon candle because like I love a spiced scent. Like I love it, and it's that
I like. Here. It's gotta be sweet with like a hint of spice for me. I don't like the super spicy ones because it makes the air feel thick. It has to be like primarily vanilla with some slight spice to it.
Okay, I'll remember that when the Bath and Body sale comes around.
Perfect.
For me, sight would be string lights on the dimmest yellow setting. So like between the lights, like string lights. I have a bunch in my room and I just love to plug those in, and it just makes everything just feel like warm and like clean because you can't really see anything. So
yeah.
And then for taste, I said buttery kettle corn popcorn, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
For touch, I said a freshly washed silk pillowcase. Like, I know my spit from last night is not on there. I know my makeup residue or oil stains from my hair or my bonnet, none of that's being affected. It's a clean pillowcase. The way that, like, it feels when it rubs up against my cheek and, like, when I put my ear on the case, I'm out. Don't talk to me. Here, I wrote my favorite song, which is Benzo by Blood Orange. That song... is only fucking like 2 minutes long. Why are the best songs 2 minutes? But like this song is just, I can't really describe like what it does for me, but it just makes me like feel like fuzzy. It literally makes me feel fuzzy on the inside.
Yeah.
And I kind of picture like the same picture every time I listen to it, which is like an open door, because like that's one of the words in the hook. So I just picture like an open door. Who knows what's on the other side? But it makes me relaxed.
Yeah.
That would be my perfect one. Okay, and then mind. These were my suggestions. This is not anything I found online. This is Courtney's suggestions. For relaxing your mind, cut back on high stakes shows. So like if you watch a lot of TV, take a break from like competition shows, reality shows, trauma shows like Law and Order, Criminal Minds, Jocelyn's Cabaret. And like switch them out for more positive content. And I don't mean like watching fucking Brené Brown or Oprah on YouTube. I just
watch
mean,
American
like,
Dad, bro.
Watch like, American Dad. Watch Modern Family. Watch like The Nanny, like George Lopez. Like just watch something that is like very low stakes. It's a sitcom. It's a family thing. There's not a whole lot of
Putting The Nanny on will really because as soon as you get a chuckle out of me, how mad am I really?
Okay, and the fashion. How can you be mad when she looks that good on the screen?
Well, she looks that good. Come on.
Come on. Also, you can journal. So, like, you know, journal your experiences. Write about what your perfect outcome looks like. So if you're stressed out about a situation, journal about it and then write down exactly, like, even if it was, I need $1 million, write down, if I had $1 million, here's what I would use it for. And this is how it would solve my problems. And sometimes just seeing it on paper can, like, put you in the mindset of believing that the problem is solvable. Like, something can solve this problem. Yeah. Do I have $1 million? No, but I just watched Interstellar and I learned about black holes and I learned about, like, how we live in three dimensions, including time, but, like, in other spaces of the universe, they operate on, like, more dimensions where, like, time and space interact differently. So, like, everything is happening at the same time, right? Like, my 50-year-old self.
All at once.
Yeah, exactly. My 50-year-old self is existing on the same plane as my 27-year-old self. So, like, you really can control your future. You can control your outcome. Like, I love that movie. I've never watched it before. It came out in, like, 2012. But, like, it was really, I watched it last week. It was a fantastic movie. It really changed a lot about how, like, I view the universe and, like, how I view, like, manifesting. And that's not even really what the movie was about. But, like, you just see how much that, like, you affect your outcome. So just seeing the possibility of your problem being solved might allow you to see a real possibility of your problem being solved. And then lastly, your spirit. So do things that you love and feel connected to. Find that inner child who couldn't identify with the same stressors that you experience now. Find that kid that didn't have to pay rent or didn't even know what rent was, you know? Like, go back to that safe space. What did you like to do? If you like to color, or you like to roller skate, or you like to sing, or you like to play the piano, or you like to do your brat's hair, like, do your hair. Go buy a wig and fucking cut the shit up.
Go buy a brat's doll mannequin. Fuck all that. Like, hello.
Go buy a brat's doll mannequin. Go buy brat's dolls. Go buy fabric so you can make your own clothes. Like, do it. Do it. Fucking do it. I just have never felt so much joy as putting together clay pieces and coloring and playing video game, playing Diner Dash. Like, it is just so, sometimes your brain is like, it takes you back to when I was fucking.
The little things. Courtney, do you see why I'm always like, you have to have a game on your phone? Like, everybody has to have at least one game on their phone. I'm sorry. I just feel like, because I don't want to absorb social media all the time. Yeah. And sometimes, like, and Diner Dash is really nostalgic, especially, like, for 90s babies, because Flo been serving it up for years, babe.
She's that girl. She's got a cruise ship. She got a hotel. She got a fish shack.
I'm on the cruise ship now.
Finally. I know you took a break because you have your Switch and everything. So, but yeah, the cruise ship is pretty cool. It's giving hotel. Like, it's giving. Those levels are hard. Like, honestly, I'm having a hard time beating some of the hotel level, the cruise ship levels, but yeah. You know, it is what it is. I can't wait till I go back to a diner.
Me too.
Anyway, I don't know how we got on this topic. But yeah, do things you love. Do things you love. And then last, I can say, seek help. If you have the resources to begin therapy or counseling, just do it. Mental health professionals can give you action plans for managing your stress. That are catered to you in your specific situation. So sometimes, like I said, it can be overwhelming to even determine, like, how you're going to try to manage your stress. But having somebody else that can listen to your problems and say, this is how I think you can manage your stress, this is how I think you can manage your time, whatever, it can be very helpful. And also tell your friends and family when you feel like the stress is becoming a lot. Like, when you're feeling that way, not all this weight must be carried by yourself. And it also gives your family and your friends an opportunity to take things away from you and take things off of your plate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I got some questions for the girls, you know? I know that was really, like, a lot, but
I think you did great.
Thanks, boo. So my first question for the girls, do you have issues managing your stress, Lex?
I feel like... In times, yeah, I can be really bad at managing my stress. I feel like since my first roundabout with therapy, I feel like I've gotten a lot better at like not going shopping and, just like doing having reckless behaviors just because I'm stressed. I feel like I've gotten a lot better with that. But lately, like I said, I will make myself sleep. I will sit and play my game. Like, even if I don't feel like it, I'll sit and make myself play it, just to kind of like distract myself. I might go for a walk, if the time is right. And sometimes, even if the time isn't right, I'll still go for a walk, which isn't very safe. So don't do that. But yeah, if it is like daylight and you can go for a safe walk, you should do that. Because sometimes just moving your body is good. And I don't know, I think like letting yourself feel your emotions is also really important to like getting past them. So.
The only way out is through.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I have a lot of issues managing my stress, but I think I've definitely gotten better at it as I get older. Especially, I would say, taking it out on other people. I definitely don't feel like I do that anymore. I used to really be a bitch all the time. And like, I would just like allow, like, seriously, I really was. I would just like let stress just like really affect how I talk to people and like how I interacted. And I was just being a bad fucking mood. But like, recently I've just realized like, you have to trick your brain. Like, you do. Like, if you just like interacting with your friends, you're like, oh, I don't like, why would I be irritable with Lex? I fucking love Lex, so I'm just gonna have fun. And then you just forget about, the things that you are going through. And then when you're done with that exchange, it's left you like a positive impact. So even if you go back to overthinking about your stress, it's from a different place and, a different perspective. So I definitely think I've learned to manage my stress a little bit better in that sense, like taking it out on other people, but like making the stress disappear. Absolutely not, because a bitch is gonna find something to worry about.
Yeah.
Always. And then my last question is, what is your go-to, which you kind of already said, what is your go-to positive coping mechanism for stress?
I think definitely like just letting myself feel things, I think might be like my most positive one. Just 'cause like, I mean, I still have some times where it's like hard for me and I'll like kind of suppress my emotion or I'll suppress like how upset I am or something like that. But I think I've gotten really good at like expressing myself. And like, I did have a brief moment where I was like, I feel like maybe I express myself too outwardly and I'm too like my emotions are too big. I did have a few moments where I thought that, but at the same time, it followed up with at least I can express my emotions and at least I can communicate to those around me. At least I'm not scared to also like voice when something is making me uncomfortable, something's making me sad. Like, I'm not, that is one thing I'm not afraid to do. Like, if you hurt my feelings, I'm gonna tell you. So I think like feeling my things and also like expressing them to those around me is a really big like positive thing I do to like manage my stress and things because like I don't know. Somebody gotta hear it. Somebody needs to know.
Somebody do. And I think you're really good at articulating what you feel for the most part. I'm not really good at that. Even if I see it in my brain as it's coming out, I don't know if it's like because I'm like worried about what the other person is gonna feel or what it is. But it's just like never comes out of my mouth the way that I hear it in my head. But I don't know what's in your head. So like maybe you have the same thing. But whenever I hear you explain your emotions, I'm like, wow. You just really have the words to like describe what you're feeling.
Because I'm feeling it and I'm thinking about it as I'm feeling it, but I'm also like, okay, how can I express what I'm feeling to the person so they can hear me? And like, if I'm just talking out my ass and if I'm just all over the place, you're not going to hear me anyway. It, like, and my thoughts aren't going to make sense. They're literally going to be like all over, and you're going to, everybody's going to be confused. And I also just kind of, I don't know. Maybe I think that I speak slower when I'm talking about my emotions, but like, I don't know. I just try to really think about what I'm saying before I say it. And like, I know how closely I pay attention to words and the way people say things and how they phrase things. So I try to be like really aware of that, because I don't want anyone to leave this conversation and be like, but Lex said this and I don't really know what they mean by that. You know, I don't like, I want it to be as clear as possible.
Yeah. Love that and respect that. Respect. You know, I learn a lot from you, bitch. Truly. Well, that was an episode for sure. You know, one day soon we'll be back on here talking about popping pussy. But it's just hard to pop pussy when there's just so much else, other things going on. You know, when you're 27, life can just be a little...
20-something. SZA.
Man, I gotta go listen to that song in my new age to see how it hits this year. Because every year, it's a little different.
I definitely had my SZA moment, for sure.
Well, if this is your first time listening to us again, you can find us on Instagram at allyourpleasures_. Also on Twitter at allyourpleasures. And the O in your is a zero. We are not really active on Twitter, bitch, so don't really worry about it.
Because Twitter is X now.
Yeah, Elon really fucked shit up. So now I
took the away, took the bird away, then fucked it all up.
Because like I don't even want to tweet anymore because I don't have my close friend. I have so many fucking funny tweets in here, but they only are supposed to be seen by 13 people. Not 130. So I'm just not tweeting anymore. Anyway, you can find us at allyourpleasures_ on Instagram. Da, da, da. You can subscribe to our YouTube at allyourpleasures_. Yeah, we really did a good job with that shit, okay? This is almost the end of season two. You know, we're wrapping it up. We're preparing for our tiny little hiatus that we take to get our shit together and enjoy the holidays with our friends and our family. So we love you so much. Thank you for rocking with us for another season. We definitely have an episode next week, a good episode next week, and an episode the week after before we take our break. So if you're listening to this on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, bitch, we love you. Bye. Bye.